Blog Talk Radio.
A valuable lesson. Don't let them validate your worth if it ain't that expensive. You gotta learn how to love yourself first and converse with those who only care about the progression, not who comes first. Trust the universe, it will all align, I swear. Hope they really taking heed to all my lines, I swear. I don't do this for just myself, I do this for my health and for the people to relate, cause yo, it's just my help. That's the obvious, but some of y'all stand around waiting for the omniscience, like y'all ain't got no faith in probability. Told myself I really wanna see those column CMDs open with those set of keys, balancing these energies in the streets of New York, in which we walk from Brooklyn all the way to the Bronx. Just keep it calm and collected, my nigga. See the objective, my nigga. All your fears are so, and I mean, you can't be vexed with my nigga. Just a little J.A. with a little reggae influence, listening to it ever since I was 8. Maybe younger, but the Bashments had all the dub plates, and Chuck Fender did a studio session in one take. I had to wake up and see myself in another state. Could be the mind or a place, either way I do great. Seems like the wiser you get, the lesser you can tolerate. Patience fading in the room, I ask how long is the wait. Yeah.
Good vibes, that is all I need. You can try and criticize me, but you believe. I can't worry about what they do, though. All I know is how to kill them with love.
You are listening to the sounds of Coinda Volume 1, that right there was Saturn with Soulful. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. And we'll be speaking with a great group of people. It's a collective that has spanned the world over. Coinda. I believe I'm speaking with the homeboy Ace Burns. Are you on the line?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. Beautiful day. Happy to be alive. Every day alive is a good day, as you know.
Thank you for this opportunity, man. I appreciate you coming on and speaking with us about the whole movement, and also, of course, the mixtape project that you all just released. I'm just ultra impressed by what you all have put together with the fastest growing Facebook group for Black economics. Can you like walk us through this? Like, because I guess it may be hard for people to grasp, first of all, what a Facebook group is. Second of all, how you all have grown 30,000 members in maybe less than a year.
Yeah. It's about a year now. And, you know, one thing I want to let people know is that if you haven't, you know, studied up or learned anything about cryptocurrency, like, now is the time. You know, the beautiful thing about crypto, and I don't know how much you know about Bitcoin and Ethereum and stuff like that, but it's given people of color especially an opportunity to even the playing field. I kind of feel like we've been left out of banking and real estate and a lot of spaces. Crypto is a way that if you invest early enough, if you get up on it early enough, 10 years from now, you can look back and be thankful about that decision. You know, and that's what Coinda is about. Formally, just to give you a little bit of history, and people can Google it, it's Coinda, it's Coinda. Formally, you know, they started about January, and it's just a group of people, about 400 people came together and said, you know what? We want to teach people of color more about cryptocurrency. We want to educate our own people, and we're going to do it by starting a group. You know, they started a Facebook group, and it just started to grow. you know, and then we started a cryptocurrency. We just, in the beginning, it was just for fun. It was, you know, we'll teach each other how to send currency to each other. Lamar Wilson, Leif, you know, they put some code together, and then, you know, slowly through the network growing, you know, I was an attorney at one point. Now I'm a business consultant. And, you know, I just got involved and started teaching people about entrepreneurship. Other people came in, and it just grew, you know. And then when you get to a level where you got enough professionals and, you know, developers involved, we decided, hey, let's put up a currency. So we created the CJ, and that's on the open market. It's tradable, has value. And we're using it to kind of, you know, promote the brand, promote the project. And, yeah, that's what it's all about. This was just a way to really get more people involved in Coinda.
And when you say a way to get more people involved, are we talking about the mixtape going into the music aspect?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, I started a label about 5 years ago, about 6 years ago now, and a bunch of people in the group, you know, black people of color, you know, we tend to have musical talents, and we know people who have talent. So, you know, we all just came together on Facebook and Messenger, on Discord, and we were like, you know what? Can we put something out? Like, can we put something, you know, inspirational out for our people to kind of get the word out about what we're doing in here, how we're building in here? And, you know, a bunch of artists came together, and, you know, here we have it.
Wow. So now you got a lot of dope artists on the mixtape. Are all of the artists involved with the mixtape also inside of, like, are they also members of the group? The Facebook group?
So, yes and no. I mean, through each connection, we decided anybody connected through the network. So, if you know somebody who knows somebody, you can get in. Kind of like, you know, I know you, they know me, okay, yeah, you can get on. Maybe like two or three of the artists on the mixtape are like foundational members. But the rest, I would say, are probably just people who, my cousin rap, or my, you know, my homegirl has an album, you know, something like that. But, it's some heavy hitters, believe it or not. One of the artists on the mixtape, Brooklyn Lou, she was signed to Aftermath at one point. Brian Nightingale has a deal with Netflix. You know, he signed. You know, so there's a bunch of, it's a mix. Saturn has been producing talented background music for people for a while. I've been working with him since 2016. Psychonomics has like an article in Complex. He's been moving. So a lot of people are from all over the world, really, gotten involved.
That's amazing, man. So, as far as the name Coinda, it's derived from Wakanda. Is that correct?
So, all right. So, I'll give you a little backstory on that. I know I got a lot of backstories, but this is the last one. So, originally the group was called Wakanda, right? It was Wacoinda.
Right.
And, yeah, they did have some kind of that's kind of like the spirit of what really got the group started, because we were making a play on words of Wakanda, Wakanda, right? But actually what happened, one of the founders of the group, Lamar Wilson, trademarked the name Wakanda. He actually trademarked it before Wakanda trademarked their trademark. So Disney got mad, I swear to God, Disney and Marvel got mad, came after Wakanda and forced us to change the name. So so then we had to change the name. Yes, this was crazy. You know, it was wild because, you know, I was an attorney at one point. I'm not an attorney. I'm not practicing right now, but I was licensed in New York. And as soon as I saw the notice that they was attacking us, I was like, yo, we're going to war. You know, we're going to war. But, you know, the beautiful thing about working with people of color and working with older generations and younger generations is they give you a lot of hindsight, you know, and we didn't really have the resources to battle with Disney, and it really was never about the name, you know. So we changed the name to Coinda, and I like Coinda better because now we are Coindonomics, and Coindonomics derives from the Latin to teach. So we teach about coins, we teach about cryptocurrency. So it actually has a lot of historical relevance, you know.
Right. Yeah, I love the logo. I love I checked out a video giving a backstory about it, and definitely if you're listening to the music, go ahead and apply to get added to the Facebook group, because I mean, we all need to come together on something that's positive, that of course can put money in your pocket and just network with like-minded people. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and into this this first song, the intro song off of the mixtape. This will be Angie Max, I Wonder Why, the remix, and we'll be right back. All right, y'all.
All right.
Where has the love all gone?
I wonder why.
Tell me where.
I wonder why.
And I will see your hands whenever you would come my way. Said that I was special, as for my love and baby.
Right, that was Angie Max, I Wonder Why remix. That is off of the new mixtape. How many joints y'all got on the new mixtape?
It's actually 15 on the mixtape right now. 15.
Yeah. All right. So you got a nice bunch of rugged hip hop. You have R&B, soul. You got new age hip hop. So it's like the old and the new mixture of a lot of genres, but I would say that the project's direction all has mad content. And every track that I've heard has something different for the listener. Who executive produced the project?
So I'll take that credit. I executive produced the project from start to finish. I'm be remiss without mentioning my boy Tommy Lee. He's probably gonna take executive produce credit for the next project. And you know, the beautiful thing about Coinda is that it's a selfless organization. Like, we really believe in the concept of love. You know, people were talking about, would you value love over time? But you know what? You make time for stuff that you love. You know, so we have a lot of professionals in the group who just came out, helped out, you know, helped put things together, helped organize things. Even the flyer was made by a professional, somebody who, you know, bills out like $500 an hour. I used to bill out like $500 an hour. When I do consultations, I bill out like that. But this was all for free. This was all pro bono. This was all done with love. So, yeah, I'll take the credit for that one. But for sure, I was not alone. You know, and this is all non-for-profit. Like, the first project that we put out, no one's getting any. I mean, of course, the artists are going to get paid, you know, their streaming credits or whatever, but nobody in terms of the executive side or on the business side is making any money. We're just putting in more because we believe what Coinda stands for. We believe that if this can be a lightning rod to bring people back to our community so they can see what we're building, trying to, you know, eradicate economic oppression, trying to enlighten ourselves, like, that's more valuable than just making a couple hundred bucks off a track, you know?
Right. Wow. So it all comes back to the group and those three principles. The principles that you all are looking for as far as, because I did you know, look at the video, and there is an application process to actually join the group. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so anybody at any time can go to Coinda, the visitor center. That's open. All that is public. A lot of the content that I've been submitting has been through there because, yeah, you can just join in. The real group, Coinda or Coinonomics, there's a process. It's really not discriminatory. We're just trying to keep the like-minded people in the group. You know, not to say that we don't let certain people in, but there's a process, you know. But regardless of your color, your race, whatever you are, we do want to know that you're a real person, not some troll. We've had some trolls. You're always going to have some trolls. But those three principles that you were talking about that kept us together, yeah, those three principles are patient together, patient, consistent togetherness, right? That's what the group is about, and that's like kind of like the in-house rules. You know, it's not only to treat your brother like you would like to be treated, but it's also like we're gonna grow together. You know, the problem with people of color I've noticed is like we burn all our bridges. You know, we burn every single possible link to each other when we get upset. You know, but I can tell you, like, I'm a fire starter. You know, I started a lot of drama in this group, and it's still all love, you know, and that's about the patient, consistent togetherness, because we know, you know, that staying power is what allows us to really move forward together.
There you have it. Bro, I really appreciate you dropping all of this knowledge on us, coming through with the music. Make sure y'all go and support good music, support a great cause. Man, just the whole movement is way bigger than this 15-minute interview. So make sure y'all hit the links. You're listening to the interview or the mixtape. Hit the links and get involved. This is some real grassroots online, but it's something that can really change an individual, a community, and the world. So I appreciate you, Ace.
Appreciate you too. Can we get into that Quinda by CGQ?
Ah, I don't have it loaded up, brother.
All right. Well, definitely, guys, if you're listening, make sure you get there. I'll tell you a little bit about, you know, why we did this.
Yeah, and I want to give you the floor. Anything you want to shout out or anything we need to check for other than, you know, the music, let us know.
Yeah, definitely go ahead and Google Coinda, Coinda. This is from the collective, the artist collective that we put together is called Coinda Records, completely decentralized. We're not stationed in any particular city, although I'm in New York. A lot of my friends are in New York, my contacts. I want everybody to go ahead and check out the network, check out what we're building, and we'll be back. Volume 2 is going to be bigger and better, more regulated, more organized, but this first one is totally nonprofit, so just show some love, press play, and we'll see you soon.
There you have it. Now, it's on SoundCloud as well as other avenues. What are some of the – is it just everywhere, like Spotify? And
yeah, so we didn't do a digital distribution, but we did all the free mixtape places. So Spinrella, Spinrilla, Datpiff, everybody knows Datpiff, Audio Mac, My Mixtapes. But, of course, if you go to SoundCloud, you just type in Coinda, it'll pop right up, Coinda. And, you know, like if you're on Facebook also, just type in Coinda, Coinda, it'll come up. We're on Twitter, Instagram. You know, it's a whole movement, you know, it's a whole movement. I think more than anything, if you ask me what the main objective for the project is, it's so that, yeah, you love the music, it's dope, talented artists, I'm not going to take away from any of that. But it really comes back to bringing you guys home, bringing the people who want to be uplifted out of economic oppression back to Coinda so we can build together. And, you know, if that helped, you know, if one person heard this today and they're, you know, they're impoverished and they don't know why and they can't figure out why they're starting so far behind the race, even though they've been working so hard and other people have been working less hard than them, that's the person who's going to enjoy the mixtape, but they're going to get real knowledge from understanding what Coinda is building right now. You know, and that's about it.
You heard it here, man. You heard it here. Ace Burns, I really appreciate you, brother. Make sure y'all go and get the tape. Join the group. It's Coinda, Coinda, Volume 1. out there on SoundCloud, my mixtape, Scrimrilla, That Piff, all that. All right, Ace.
All right, brother. You stay up now. I'll see you soon.
All right, love.
Peace.
One.
Good vibes, that is all I need.